This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 442, recorded Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Exciting, you say?
And I still don't believe you've never heard of All in the Family.
That's a fact.
For those of you who hadn't heard, there was apparently a live reading of an episode of All in the Family by some very well-known actors. And its spinoff show, The Jeffersons. So as somebody who enjoys classic television, I was watching it a few minutes. But I've discovered that Jerry has never heard of these programs, which I'm surprised about, but okay.
I have not.
Okay.
Now, if you ask me if I've heard of Knight Rider, Airwolf, yes. MacGyver, yes.
So what you're saying
A-Team?
Is...
A-Team, yes.
What you're saying is during the 80s you watched action shows, but you didn't watch sitcoms.
I've never really been a sitcom guy. I mean, I kind of watched Home Improvement, but that's about as sitcom-y as I really got.
Okay, these were classic and groundbreaking shows.
Okay.
I wonder if they'll do any more.
There was a lot of groundbreaking in Home Improvement. Of course, there was a lot of breaking of all things in Home Improvement. So.
Yes, I was always a big fan of that guy who lived next door.
Wilson.
No, Earl Hinman.
His name in the show was Wilson.
Yes, but the actor was Earl Hinman.
But the actor didn't actually live next door. The guy who lived next door was the character in the show.
Yes, and I liked his performance as that character.
Okay.
Not an Earl Hinman fan? Okay. We all have our favorite classic actors.
We do. Richard Dean Anderson is one of mine.
Yeah. I hear he's upset about the new MacGyver.
He's not upset. He just doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, I gathered upset because he didn't think that it was equivalent to the original show, but...
And it's not.
The same way that
his complaints are valid in that the old MacGyver, if you watch old MacGyvers nowadays, you'll notice, well, I notice, they spend a lot more time on what MacGyver's doing and what he's thinking. And they spend a lot of time on him doing things because it's the right thing to do. And they really don't broach those subjects on the new show.
And again, that's what remakes are. They're not necessarily the original show. The one I was watching earlier was a, from what I could tell, the exact script. It wasn't a remake. It was them actually doing the script. They even got one of the original actors who's still alive to be in it.
I don't think the original scripts of MacGyver would fly very well today. They were kind of slow moving.
Well, that's sort of the thing. People want these remakes of classic shows for whatever reason, probably more nostalgia, but yet they seem to want it to be different. Either way, worth thinking about. I wonder if there's a show that you want remade before I change it.
Remade?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't mind continuing the show.
Which show?
Stargate.
I'm not sure if Richard Dean Anderson wants to do it anymore.
Well, keep in mind, he wasn't really doing it at the end of this series either.
No. I'll agree with you, but maybe they want to do another made-for-TV movie.
I think I would accept... I mean, I even sucked down Stargate Origins, as difficult as that was.
So you want another movie set... another series set in that universe?
Yes, and okay. Not Stargate Universe. Because that series was not my favorite.
Okay. I never saw Origins.
They said it was like a series, but it was like 10 5-minute long episodes. So, you know, barely.
Probably why I missed it.
Yeah. They would release like 5 minutes a week. It was difficult.
Okay, I'll accept that. But there's all sorts of new opportunities for people who want to do different things in media.
Yes.
So, you never know. Who might buy the rights to that? So let's talk about some more tech type things.
Ooh, tech stuff.
Apparently, there's a company that will sell refurbished Android phones with all the Google services removed.
I don't know if you want to call it a company or a foundation.
I was quoting from the article, but you are correct. It is not necessarily a company. So the idea is they will take refurbished phones and wipe them and sell them to you with another OS.
Well, I guess, yeah. So the E Foundation that would do this, their primary mandate in the world is privacy. So if you want a privacy-centric phone, then the E Foundation will take a standard Android phone and install a new operating system on it that is not Android, although it is based off of Android, and without the privacy invading extras that come from Google.
Well, the best I can say is to quote one of the comments, which says, and I quote, "How about I keep my unlocked, not refurbished phone and just flash their ROM?"
Seems legitimate.
So again, I'm not sure if it is worth spending double the money to do this unless you're supporting their software efforts, in which case you might as well just support their software efforts. But again, I think it's an interesting idea. I find all these ideas interesting, even if I'm not going to personally do it.
And I like the fact that they have the ability to do it.
If
You know, the
you're,
technical ability,
yeah,
not just.
well, again, ROMing isn't what it once was. If you've noticed, Google has not, they haven't really cracked down on it, but I think Google has made it so that fewer people feel the need.
I would agree with that.
And we've said that on this show many times, that Android has gotten to the point where the need to wipe your phone and put on something with a bunch of customizations has lessened.
I even don't feel the need to root my phone anymore.
Yeah, and again, if they keep cracking down on things, then people might change their mind about that. But as of now, the operating system's mature.
Ing. It's mature-ish.
Okay, I'll give you ish. Not going to fight about ish. If you are a Firefox browser user, then Fenix has come to the Play Store as a beta. Fenix, remember, is the project that is going to be the new version of Firefox for Android, and you can download a preview version. Eventually, I gather this will replace the actual app in the store.
I think that's the plan.
Okay, I'm curious, but I do not want to use a testing browser. I still, in addition to Firefox, have a copy of Kiwi Browser, which is a Chromium-based one that supports add-ons on my phone. Very snappy.
Cool.
Context-aware recommendations are live in Messages. This is bring the Assist Messages app, which I do not use because of the whole Google Fi SMS integration thing. I like that I can go and send text messages on my number from my computer if I want to without needing a whole bunch of convoluted.
I like that as well.
So I haven't changed over. They'll eventually force me. You know, I keep thinking about how much I disliked Hangouts when it started because I liked Google Talk. And now, so they forced me into Hangouts after I was fine with Google Talk and XMPP integration, to saying it was better. Now they're getting rid of Hangouts. They don't really have a permanent replacement solution that does the same thing, but yet I'm supposed to just accept it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Where is it going to drive me? WhatsApp? What's the equivalent? Now, that doesn't do very well on the desktop, unfortunately. All I want is something that has an account, not or tied to my phone number, if possible, and that I can talk to people on that isn't text messaging. Why is that so hard?
It's hard.
And that other people are willing to be on, because if I can't convince the people I talk to move to a new platform when this one dies, then that's sort of a problem. I kept AOL Instant Messenger on until it died before the three people who refused to leave it until. Anyway, Google claims that it has heard people in regards to its Works with Nest program. Apparently, they have heard people that they are annoyed that all their integrations are breaking, but they're not doing anything about it.
Right?
Yes, we heard that you're upset, but we promise that your devices will continue to work until we force them not to. And afterwards, if you want to work with our system, you have to work with Assistant, and we can't guarantee that you as an individual will do that. You have to be a corporation.
Yeah.
So you can't go and download a program and access your own information using that program, you have to be part of a corporation that does a professional level integration. Because, of course, that's what we want. Lucky I don't own any Nest products, unless you count the fact that I technically have a Lenovo Smart Display, which is in sort of the assistant family also. But we'll see. If you are a Ring fan, they have their new smart lighting.
Ooh.
Well, see, I was excited because this ad said that smart lighting starts at $29.99. Then it says it requires its own bridge to work. So if you want their smart lighting, what you have to do is buy this bridge thing, which is the little thing that communicates with it, because the individual devices do not have Wi-Fi.
Sure, because Z-Wave or Zigbee would be just not reasonable.
Yeah, so it isn't actually $30. $30 is if you just want the light. The light doesn't work by itself. You need at least one of these bridges.
Yep.
So, nah.
That was kind of my thought.
Yeah, and I like Ring. I just replaced the Ring Video doorbell at this residence with the Ring Pro, which was on sale, because I wanted one that would load up faster.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they have I can get them in Home Assistant, which I cannot get with Nest because they're terminating that. So I can access it. Yeah. Lutron is going to offer a Zigbee dimmer that fits over a toggle switch and controls bulbs.
Have you seen this thing?
Looks good. If you like dimmer switches, it looks like a real dimmer switch, but it only fits over a toggle switch. And I very aggressively got rid of all my toggle switches and replaced them with Decora.
Right. Keep in mind, he's talking about the tiny little toggle switches, the ones with the little, you know, like, think 60s. Those toggle switches, not the paddle type toggle switches.
No, the paddle type are the Decora switches. Toggle switches are the little ones.
Okay.
Decora is the one that actually has the paddle.
To me, they both toggle.
Yeah, but a toggle switch is a specific thing. It's the little one.
You know, this isn't in your notes, but have you seen the Innovelli switches?
No.
Okay, so
I'm looking this up as we talk.
The Innovelli switches are, they're dimmers, they're, you know, they're the paddle type, Decora type actual switches that, you know, the top and the bottom, you can press on the top and the bottom. They're Z-Wave. They're not out yet, but they're supposed to be like $25 for a switch, for a smart Z-Wave switch. And the place that I read about them said that Innovelli has really, their switches are really reliable.
Yeah, well, I've been having trouble, as you know, keeping connections between my Z-Wave, Zigbee, and devices using the USB Z-Wave radio that I use.
Yes.
I did try to come up with a solution, because USB is plugged into the back of the computer that's running Home Assistant, which is down by the floor.
Right.
So I attached it to a USB extension cable and put it up higher to see if I can get better reception. One lesson that I probably should have thought of, when you're trying to send radio signals, putting your devices on a metal shelf is probably a bad idea.
Has it been working out for you?
I have to do some distance checks to see if I'm getting more reliability. A few of my devices have lost connection, so I just have to repair them.
Ah.
Over the weekend, I was flashing some of the Wyze cams with the new RTSP firmware, which allows me to access them without using their app.
Yes.
But one of my cameras that I wanted to flash was a Wyze Camera 1, which doesn't support that, so I had to swap it for a 2. But speaking of Wyze, they're going to be offering a light bulb that is Wi-Fi based for $8. So it's
wow.
An 800 lumen tunable white light bulb that connects via Wi-Fi and will be available later. And again, cool. My only problem is there's no public API. But again, that's my problem. They make good stuff, regardless of whether or not I like the fact that I can't act, some things happen. But they agreed and they finally delivered RTSP support so that you could remotely access the feed from your camera. So maybe they will allow you to remotely access your light bulb without needing to go through their app.
Probably not.
You never know.
I doubt it.
So do I, but I'm trying to be optimistic.
Okay, you be optimistic.
Why do you always rain on my optimism?
Because it's just who I am. That's my job in the world.
Really? I thought you were a programmer.
Yep.
You're
I have a
programming
dual
Argo.
major.
Okay. Google has rolled out character alarms, which I don't know about you. I've been trying to figure out about this. If do you want to be open to woken up by Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Legos, or Hatchimals?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to be woken up by any of those.
How do I do this?
You say set a
Okay.
character
Hey,
alarm.
George, set a character alarm. All right.
Okay, so tomorrow you're going to be woken up to which of those three things?
Probably Teenage Ninja. Yeah, I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. So I want to hear how this worked out for you.
Well, it's kind of a hard sell because I don't use an alarm.
Why not? How do you know when to wake up?
I wake up when I wake up.
I suppose that works.
It helps that I don't have to be, I don't have any like
Commute.
responsibilities to be anywhere until like noon.
That works.
Works for me.
Anyway, Google has increased the group call capacity of Duo to 8 people.
Yay!
Well, again, if they get rid of Hangouts on air and Hangouts video, then that might be how we have to talk. Although I'm still suggesting Zoom might be a good option.
I like Zoom.
Yeah. And again, Zoom is free if you're talking one on one. They do limit it in other cases, but not one on one conversations. Also, if you have a paid account, I think you can record it automatically. It might be a good option at some point. And I might be able to borrow use of a paid account as long as I
Cool.
delete the recordings afterwards. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has called on carriers to block robocalls by default. But just to make that clear, the FCC is not actually requiring people to do that. They have just made it clear that that is what they have the right to do. So apparently, in previous orders, the industry members did not feel comfortable making that decision on the basis that the ruling was unclear. So apparently, they just want to be clear that they're allowed to do it. Go figure.
All
If
right.
you are a fan of architecture, IM Pei regrettably passed away at the age of 102.
Oh.
Were you a Pei fan?
No.
Not an architecture person either.
Not really.
Okay. He designed many buildings, including ones that have been knocked down.
Well, at 102 years old, I'm not surprised.
Well, I remember I used to hang around the Sundrome, which was the old Terminal 6 at Kennedy Airport. That's where JetBlue used to be before they built their own terminal. So I spent a lot of time there in the early, and I used to fly them. Well, I still fly them, but I've been flying them since then. And that was a very nicely designed building. He also did the Louvre. He did, I believe it's the Art Museum at Indiana University at Bloomington. Have you ever been there?
No.
I have. I had a friend who went.
Congratulations.
No, I had a friend who was going to school there. I went to see them. I got to see the museum in question. So again, it's sad. Every so often, you see me talking about the death of people who make me sad.
I'm sorry.
And finally,
It
there was.
makes me sad when you're sad.
Well, at least 102 is a long time to live.
That's true.
He seemed to have lived a full life. Also, if you looked at the article I linked, he seemed to be smiling. There's a picture. Every picture of him that they showed in that article was him smiling. And finally, I caught this editorial: Google Fi's customer service is a complete disaster.
Yeah, I think anything Google is
A complete
a
customer service disaster.
yeah.
It is not their core competency.
Google's one of those places where if what they've got works well, then you're extremely happy. But as soon as you have an issue, then your happiness level drops quite a bit. Anything you want to say about the editorial?
I'm trying to think if I want to say something about the editorial. So I looked at it, and we know about the fact that they billed people on a payment installment plan
Yes.
incorrectly. Apparently, they have been billing customers for using Wi-Fi. That wouldn't surprise me, considering the fact that I have had issues where I'm positive I'm using less data than they say I am, because it just seems to be going up, and I'm not doing anything different. So I don't know if their reporting is quite accurate. And there are a few other things. This person in the article had trouble with receiving a phone and then was being billed for two separate phones despite the fact he never actually got one.
Wow.
Refusing to blacklist stolen devices, claiming you have to be the primary account holder and then saying that you have to reach out to the registered account. Broken and used device returns have been sent out as replacement phones.
Wow.
Either way, I kept a because I'm worried about somebody charging me when I returned that phone that broke on me, I made sure that I had proof of delivery, tracking, and all the receipts I needed. They still haven't honored credits for some promotions from 6 months ago. Promotional credits are being denied for some who are eligible, etc. So I sort of have to agree with the conclusion, which is if they want to actually be a successful network, they have to get their act together. And unfortunately, they don't seem to be.
I don't know, man.
And it may be sometimes, you know, that they force me off the network. There are other places where I could do something different. The one thing I really like about Fi is, you know, I've sort of been leaving the country more lately, more than in previous years.
Yes.
And that my phone will work identically anywhere I go. But alternatively, if it's going to be that much trouble, I could just, when I get off the plane, go to the local SIM card shop and buy a SIM card. A few years ago, that was harder, but now they're pretty much at every airport because people do it all the time. So maybe I should reconsider. I can go to T-Mobile. I can go to back to Ting. I can go to, what's that one, the really inexpensive one, Mint? So I don't know. But I like being part of a googly plan.
I understand.
I know you left. But I think that was for other reasons.
Yes.
Not because you were annoyed by their customer service.
No, because I never had an issue out of
I've had issues, so that, but that, again, they serviced me. I didn't have any of the issues these people had. Except, again, maybe me being convinced that I seem to somehow be using a lot more data than I used to, despite the fact that I haven't changed my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have to do something about that. So that brings us to the end of our rather short show notes for the week.
It's all right.
Just remember, next week, in between now and then, will be Memorial Day. So to anybody who's celebrating that, happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day!
Yes, I have some home projects to do. And then we'll see what happens after that. I want to tell you that you narrowly avoided not being able to record with me next Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Well, no. My boss told me that he needed me to go somewhere to do some training. But then he found out the training was only going to last an hour and a half, and he didn't see the point in sending me somewhere to have an hour and a half conversation. He thought it was going to be a day.
Right.
So I'm going to phone in. But had I not... It would have been when the show was going on that I would have been traveling. I'm happier to be here.
I'm happy you're here too.
Lots to do. Anyway, so until next week, when I will have more things to talk about, as usual, goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody.